Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our first installment in Thoughts on Shavuos. It definitely makes sense to reflect a bit on the period of Sfiras HaOmer, the period in between Pesach and Shavuos, before we get actually to the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Reb Chaim Friedlander, using different midrashic sources, compares the period starting in Egypt up to the giving of the Torah to three phases. He compares the period where the Jews were in slavery in Egypt to a period of pregnancy, the period in which the Jews actually left Egypt as a period of childbirth, and the period from their beginning of the Exodus from Egypt up to the giving of the Torah at Har Sinai as a period of the growth of the child. It's a fascinating mashal to reflect on. I just want to go into it in a bit more detail. The whole period that the Jews were in slavery in Egypt was painful, created a tremendous amount of discomfort, but it was all leading towards something. Famously, Chazal compare the experience the Jews had in Egypt to a Kur HaBarzel, a refining furnace by which metals can be properly prepared for use later. Now, when you go ahead to childbirth, it's instantaneous. Might not feel that way for the wonderful women of our community, but compared to the period of pregnancy, the moment when the child actually comes out, a woman can be laboring, and then just comes out. And by the way, we talk about the pangs right before childbirth as the most extreme, chevle leida. But in any event, that moment where it was building, and finally God said, you know what, the Jews are going to go, and Paro agreed that the Jews would go. It relative to the slavery in Egypt, it was so sudden. And that's a moment of great excitement. And then after they leave Egypt, working up to the giving of the Torah is a point of development. Now, Rav Chaim Friedlander says we have a famous idea of Isarusa de la'ela and Isarusa de Lasata, which is sometimes there's things that are impacted from above in heaven, and sometimes there are things impacted from us below. Of course, everything is impacted by God, and of course, so much of what God does has to do with reward or punishment or challenges for us. But there's primary impact and secondary impact. If you had to wonder what made the Jews slaves in Egypt, it was God's decision that they should be slaves in Egypt. What made the Jews come out of Egypt? So they had merits. They davened. They had merits of previous generations. They brought the Korban Pesach. But at the end of the day, the primary reason why they came out of Egypt was God decided. When you get to the development of the child, the factors change a little bit. Obviously, the parent has a major impact on the development of the child. But this child is his or her own human being. And all of a sudden, we have this dramatic shift from Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, being this recipient in God's benevolence, honestly, God's punishing or God's giving them difficulties, I should say, when they're in Egypt, and God's benevolence on taking them out of Egypt, to all of a sudden, they're in the driver's seat. They're guiding their own lives, of course, with God's input and guidance and instruction, but it's really for them to do. It's a fascinating shift. Reb Friedlander brings a beautiful comment from Reb Eliyahu Dessel Zichrono Livracha, and that is we have the famous pasuk in Tehillim, Mi Yalev Har Hashem, who will rise up on the mountain of God, Umi Yakum Bimkom Kadsho, and who will stand in his holy abode. Reb Dessler says it's one thing to rise up to God's mountain, and that's very difficult. To stay there is an entirely greater challenge. And that's the avoda, that's the task during this period of Sfiras HaOmer. Not only to try to reach a new height, but to maintain where we've gone and then to keep on growing. And that's this period of the child developing, so to say. We have a famous idea that every time we celebrate holidays in the Jewish calendar, we're tapping in to powers and abilities relating to that time. So this period in between Pesach and Shavuos is really a zman mesugal, a a very opportune moment and an opportune time in our lives to really work on further developing ourselves as people. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.